On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Now it's time to cover this!
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, it's time for this episode, or this installment, or this bit we call Cover This. We'll play a 30-second track of a cover song, and you have to guess the original artist, the covering artist, and the name of the song. These are not easy, especially this week, so we're going to challenge.
Yeah, sometimes it's impossible,
and this might be one of those times. So you people playing along in your cars or your trucks or in your mom's basement, I don't know, wherever you are, get ready for this one, because this one's going to be challenging. So, Danny, go ahead and play your 30-second clip.
All right, let's see.
Number one.
Well, that is definitely Little Head by Butch Walker and the Marvelous Three.
Yeah, that would be the original artist. Yes, that came out in the year 2000. Good one. I figured you'd get that because I know you're a big Butch Walker fan.
Yeah, that's one of the songs he plays from Marvelous Three when he tours.
Yeah, he could play all three of those albums. I'd be very happy.
Oh, yeah.
Marvelous Three were very underrated.
Who is that, though?
Now, the covering band is going to be a tough one. I'll give you a hint. The first hint is it's a band from Germany.
Probably not Kraftwerk.
No. That was is that your guess?
No.
No, okay, not Karen. It's not Kraftwerk.
Shoot, German band. Wow. I was going to say, sounds a little bit like Michael Monroe.
But he's Finnish. Is that your guess? That would be incorrect. All right, your next clue is this band has been around since 1982, and they're still around today, but I don't think they have any albums released in the United States. Does that help you at all?
Any albums at all?
I don't think so. If they do, it's probably in some obscure metal. And my other clue for you to make it a little easier is the band's name is also the name of a song on Judas Priest's Unleashed in the East live album. There's a couple of bands, German bands, I believe, that are named after Priest songs. So that's your big hint.
I'll say Hellion.
Negative. Hellion was not on Unleashed in the East. The lead guitarist in this band, it's also his last name, which is also the name of a 70s Priest song. I can see the geeks out there going, come on, Danny, it's...
I have no idea.
Okay, I'll give you this one. There's a couple of bands named after Priest songs, and I believe they're German. One of them is Running Wild. It's not Running Wild. The name of this band is Sinner.
Oh, jeez.
And Sinner is one of those bands that kind of reminds you of Judas Priest. Their guitar player is a guy named Matt Sinner, who's got a real Michael Schenker type vibe to it. His tone is reminds me of Schenker. If you listen to Center, you probably have some Center albums in the vaults there. You may want to pull out. You know, it reminded me of Michael Schenker a little bit, but it's a band that was never big and it's pretty obscure, so I knew that would be kind of tough.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of their albums, like online or something. I don't have any, I don't think.
Yes.
I'll have to look.
In there, I stumbled across that song because I loaded all my MP3s onto Google Play, and you can play it on your phone, anything off of there. And I put on Center because I had never listened to these albums, and Little Head came on. I went, wait a second, that's a Marvelous Three song. I can't believe the Center covered a Marvelous Three song. I figured you get a big kick out of that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like you said, I'm a huge Butch Walker fan, and I love Marvelous Three.
So now you got to go explore Center.
Yeah, nice.
Pretty cool. All right, so you got one for me this week.
Yep. Yeah, this one, I think you'll get the band and the song, but I don't know if you know who did the original.
It's not Kraftwerk, is it?
It is not Kraftwerk.
All right. Oh, okay. So let me click on this and check this one out. Okay. I think I got this.
All right.
The band covering would be Anthrax.
That is correct.
I love that song. And this one's going to blow you away. I think I know who did the original, but I don't think it sounds anything like that.
No.
Isn't it? Oh, I see a dear wife in the background. Yeah. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Mark.
Right. The song is originally recorded by Joe Jackson.
That is correct.
Not Michael Jackson's father, though.
No, not that one. You didn't give me the name of the song.
Oh, it's Time.
That's awfully close.
Wait. Got the Time.
Right.
Okay.
Right. There's another song on that album called Time.
Oh, okay. Got the Time. I've never heard the original, so I have no idea.
It's very different than Anthrax version. I do like Anthrax version a lot better.
I should probably check that out. I'm probably going to hate that because I only like one song by Joe Jackson.
Any chance you want to go to Lowe's and get a glass for the...
We're listening to Danny talking to his wife about going to Lowe's. This is exciting stuff.
You know, I don't know if we'll have time. We're going to head to Bed Bath & Beyond, but we'll have to see if there's time.
Let's get some fixtures. Yes.
And I'm tired. First day.
We've already been working for, like, first day of school. We've been in for 2 weeks now.
Sorry.
It sucks.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay. And now we're back. That was pretty exciting. I should keep that in there. Danny's interaction with his wife going to Lowe's after the show. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not going to Lowe's tonight.
Okay. So people out there, if you want to go check out some German metal, kind of a Schenker-ish, check out Center and go revisit the Anthrax.
That album is Persistence of Time, and it's awesome.
It's a good one. Got the Time, great song. I love that cover. That's a good one. It makes you, when you listen to that song in the car, it makes you drive way too fast.
Way, way too fast.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Like,
all right.
Like Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
All right, anyway.
Click.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond 24 hours a day and can be heard on Orange Radio, Streama, Radio.net, Shoutcast, and Radionomy.com.
All right, everybody out there. A couple weeks ago, I went and saw Extreme play out in a suburb of Philadelphia. Great venue, kind of a small theater kind of thing. I would say it might hold maybe 1,200 people, and it wasn't quite half full.
What was the name of the place?
The Arden Theater.
Arden Theater outside of Philadelphia somewhere, huh?
Yeah. Yep. And it was cool. We got there right as the opening band. I don't even remember their name. Something like Cold Fish Handshake or something. I played their last song, and it sounded okay, I guess. But so then a half hour later, Extreme came on. And
wait, I thought Nuno was supposed to open.
No, I thought so too. Because, like, there's... like, when you go on, like, tour websites, it showed Nuno was touring. But I guess it's just Nuno. If you follow him, you'll want to see Extreme. So I wish Nuno had been open, and that would have been amazing. But he did not.
Oh, bummer. Bummer number one. Bummer, yeah. Bummer number two, that's only half full.
Yeah. But it was a enthusiastic crowd. I mean, they were really into it.
Yeah, that's Extreme fans are like that. They're totally into it. But then some people like the hard rock, hair metal kind of stuff. Half the people like them, half them don't. Kind of like politics.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't like Extreme. They're awesome. But so as I met my brother and my nephew over there to go to the show. As I'm walking to go meet them, I see the drummer out back just smoking a cigarette, hanging out. He was a little far away, so I didn't like go running up to him or say hey or anything. But he was just back in the back, hanging out by the bus.
You mean you didn't run and say Kevin, Kevin, Kevin with your arms wide open, running to like a
no, oh. No, I did not.
Okay.
I mean, maybe I should have, but I didn't.
Yeah, because he's probably old enough to be your son.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So anyway, they came out and they started with It's a Monster, which is an awesome song. They played like the first three songs and then, you know, without a break, and then they took a break. But they started with It's a Monster, then Little Jack Horny, which was kind of a deeper track, I think.
Yeah, that's nice to hear.
Yeah, and then Get the Funk Out, which is always awesome. Then he stopped and talked a little bit, you know, nothing big. But then they played Rest in Peace, Kid Ego, Play With Me, which is unbelievable.
All right.
It's just like the record. I mean, Nuno's going off.
Does he still do the thing where he yawns during the guitar solo?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
See, he's up there wailing, and he just kind of yawns.
Yeah, this is too easy for me.
But you can't even see my fingers, so don't even try.
Right. Still rules.
Yep. Then they played Tragic Comic, which is one of my favorite songs.
That's
Wholehearted.
Wow, Tragic Comic. They don't play that often. I love that song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he came out with this big, giant acoustic, white acoustic guitar. Then Wholehearted, then a solo.
The same one they always play, Midnight Express?
Yep.
Yeah, he needs to get a new one.
Well, it's like it was a total Nuno show, I mean, pretty much. Then they played Cupid's Dead, which is another one of my favorites. One thing, though, you know, there's a whole big thing about playing live or having tapes and background tapes and stuff. They definitely were playing the tapes for most of the songs.
You think so? The background vocals?
Oh, it was like keyboards, a second guitar, effects, all kinds of stuff.
Well, they have to play with the keyboards because they don't have a keyboard player.
Right, but why have the keyboards at all? Just go with what you got.
Yeah,
I'd rather hear it live than, you know, them playing along to a tape. But
yeah, I get the. I think my issue is if the fake background vocals bothers me. I don't care. Like if you see Van Halen, and they're playing, you know, the keyboards for Jump, and there's no keyboard player there, that I don't mind. It's just the singing part that bugs me.
Yeah, well, they were definitely singing. That was no question. And the background vocals were very loud, but you could definitely tell that they were singing.
That's good.
Yeah. And then they did Am I Ever Gonna Change? And then Take Us Alive, which is a total departure, if you know that song at all.
That's the kind of the country song.
Like real fast country.
Yeah, I like that tune.
Yeah, oh, it's cool.
Did Gary do his trademark silly moves on stage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually enjoy that. I think it's quite entertaining when he does that stuff. Because the guy's having fun.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Yeah, it bugs some people. Doesn't bug me at all. I like it.
Nah, it's his deal.
Yeah.
Then they played Stop the World.
That's unusual that they played that.
Yeah.
Great song.
Oh, totally. Yeah, they played a lot from the Three Sides album. They played then Flight of the Wounded Bumblebee. It's another Nuno solo, which unbelievable. He plays all the notes, every single one of them, many times, very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of people like that one. I think Man of War does that on the bass, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I think they do.
Yeah, it's a cool song. And then they ended the main set with Decadence Dance, which very cool.
So how did
I
your...
I thought they would start with that, but they seem to start with It's a Monster just about all the time now.
So what did your brother and your nephew think?
Oh, they loved it.
Yeah. I knew your brother would, but your nephew bringing the young blood in there?
Yeah, he was kind of into extreme. My brother kind of played a bunch of stuff for him, and he was into it.
That's cool.
Then his favorite song is Warheads.
Oh, love it.
Oh, yeah, but they came out and did an encore. They started with More Than Words, which that was kind of weird, but okay.
They have to play it.
Yeah, they have to. Then they played Warheads, which they had an extended intro with the helicopters and the bombs going off and stuff, which was really cool.
That's one of my favorites. That's cool.
Yeah, they could start with that song, too. I could see starting off, lights go down, and the helicopters and the bombs are going off, and lights everywhere.
I think they have started with that before in the past.
Yeah, great song. And then they ended with a cover of We Are the Champions.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was cool, though.
They pulled it off, huh?
Yeah, it was just guitar, bass, and drums, too. So they, at one point, before Nuno started playing his Midnight Express, he said he wanted to apologize with how bad he played for the first three songs. They were having technical issues. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, that was only perfect.
Yeah, as far as I could tell. But I think they were having some issues with the monitors because they kept messing around with they had in-ear monitors, and they kept taking them out and putting them back in, taking them out. And there were a few times when Gary was a little flat, I think because he couldn't hear.
Right.
Or what was going on. So really, that was the only issue I had the whole night. The rest of it was just great. Pat plays as awesome as he always does.
Yeah, Pat's underrated. Great, great singer, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he sang. There were a couple songs he sang a verse. It was cool. He's a total mountain man, though. He's got real long hair, real long beard. It looks different than Gary because Pat's kind of a big guy and Gary's this little tiny guy.
Yeah, man. Maybe he's an extra on that Alaskan Bush People show.
Oh, is he?
I don't know. Maybe he is.
He could be.
He did.
I know he's an alpaca farmer.
I was just going to bring that up. Yeah, raising the alpacas.
Yeah, so.
I don't know for what, but.
Or alpaca fur, or I don't know.
Alpaca meat?
Yeah.
Alpaca companionship? I don't know.
Yeah, but overall, awesome show. I mean, I can never go wrong seeing Extreme. I think it's probably my fifth or sixth time seeing them.
Yeah, that's cool. I hope they come out to here, too. Oh, my daughter just left. I hope they come out to the L.A. area. I'd love to see them again. But I guess there's a Facebook person there. She went all the way down the coast watching the band. I think her name is Mercedes Pruitt. She's one of the few fans we have out there, so shout out to her. Sorry, if I messed her name up, I'm sorry. I think it's Mercedes Pruitt. But yeah, she went up down the coast, and I was looking at the set list. They changed it up. Like they played Ghost, the song Ghost on that tour.
Oh, really?
So they mixed things up. Every show was kind of a little bit different.
Yeah, I looked at the set list for like the next two nights, and they had moved More Than Words into the main set and changed some things around. But
yeah,
I thought it flowed pretty well. It was kind of weird to have them play More Than Words for the beginning of the encore, but it worked. People wanted to hear it.
Yeah, and the people, it was about 1,200 people, 600 were there venue-wise.
Yeah, six, maybe 800.
Yeah, that's good.
Something like that. You know, it was, I didn't care. I was there to see him. So it could have been just me and three others for all I care. But it was great.
And how much were tickets?
I think we paid 25.
That's well worth it. 25 for a show is amazing nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. We could have paid like 45 and gotten closer, but the venue is so small it didn't matter.
Yeah, 20. So. You can push your way up front like the old days, right?
Yeah.
Was it like a small theater? Like there was an upper deck, a balcony?
Usually they have a balcony in these places, but this one did not. It looked like an old movie theater.
Oh, okay.
It was just one big room with no upstairs seating at all.
Oh, okay. Slanted floor. So it's an upgrade. Oh, that's perfect. It doesn't matter where you stand.
Oh, yeah. We actually moved back because there were these real tall guys in front of us.
Bastards.
So we moved back a little bit, and we could see even better. So it was great.
Wow. So you'd give this tour a thumbs up?
Oh, yeah. And it's a short tour. I think there's only like 10 or 12 shows.
Oh, okay. Just the East Coast, I guess.
Yeah, I think there were a couple further west, but they're doing like some festival in Jakarta soon, somewhere down in the near the Philippines, that kind of area.
Oh, okay. Did they talk about new music at all or anything like that?
Nope, not a word.
Yeah, because there's been a couple of rumors going around about them. Nuno and drug abuse, I don't know, that he might leave the band. I think it's complete
horse. No!
There's been a rumor floating around that he's having cocaine issues. But I don't know. You saw him in person. Did you see any?
No, he looked great. I mean, he's totally ripped. Yeah. He played his ass off, you know, just he played as well as he always does.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to do that if you're all drugged out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I saw Aerosmith back when they were all drugged up, and they were terrible.
Yeah, it was obvious.
Oh, yeah. So.
Yeah, I think it's just somebody starting a rumor about him. I don't know. I didn't believe it for a second. But yeah. I guess they've been working on new music for a while, just kind of waiting.
I hope so. They didn't play much off the Punchline album.
Yeah, what, one song?
Which to me is great.
Yeah, I agree. I like all their music. My favorite is Three Sides for sure.
Oh, yeah. I can listen to that whole album, all Three Sides.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, last time I saw them was they played Porno Graffiti front to back, and then had kind of a greatest hits after that. But that was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, every song on there was awesome live.
I think they're awesome live. I've never been disappointed by them, not one time.
No, they were really great show. I don't know if this episode will go out before their tour's done, but if you get a chance to see Extreme, always take it.
Oh, okay. So Danny gives it the big thumbs up, so go out and see them. Go buy their music. And absolutely. If you love Extreme, you got to support them. All right?
All right.